You're listening to AgriTalk, 1 hour every day, just ag. It's all we do. Join the conversation.
And welcome back. There's a new organization that's been formed to provide research-based information to consumers about the benefits of GMOs. And this group is called A Fresh Look. Joining us now from A Fresh Look is Rebecca Larson. Rebecca, thanks for joining us on AgriTalk.
Hey, thanks so much for having us. We're so excited to be here to speak about A Fresh Look. You know, today people are so curious about where their food comes from and how it's produced, and really who better to tell them than the farmers who grow it. So we've created A Fresh Look to make a platform for growers to share how GMO farming helps them produce safe and nutritious food while at the same time protecting the environment.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the group, who's involved, and how you will operate.
So A Fresh Look is made up of 1,600 growers from across the agricultural community and an independently owned seed company called BetaSeed. BetaSeed's been a longtime partner of our growers in helping to develop smarter, more sustainable crops. So our funders really came together to form a platform for our growers to speak from, and they're going to be sharing trustworthy, research-based information and a lot of direct on-farm experiences with the consumer to explain the benefits of GMO farming.
There are other groups out there providing information on GMOs and trying to answer consumers' questions and concerns. Why did you feel there was a need for another group?
I think the need for another group is that we're slightly different in the approach that we're taking. One of the differences that sets us apart is it's really connecting the consumer directly with the grower to hear their firsthand experiences. This is not a biotech industry-funded program, so that sets it apart a little bit differently. It's digitally focused, so we're using cutting-edge technology to be able to connect consumers, mainly moms, with other farming moms so they can share common experiences and decision-making when it comes to buying food. And we're also going to hit the pesticide issue head on and talk about how GMO farming helps us use fewer, safer pesticides.
And how are you making these connections? How are you getting the message out?
So a lot of it, as I mentioned, is digitally focused. So we'll be communicating through major social media platforms, connecting with those movable moms that don't have hardened feelings one way or the other about GMOs. And we're also sharing a large amount of information through our website, afreshlook.org.
And Rebecca, there is a need because there is so much inaccurate information out there and so much fear and different agendas at play. I think a lot of consumers are just confused. I mean, they may be concerned because of a headline they've read or a story they've heard, and that may not be totally an accurate story that they've heard, but they're basing their concerns and their opinions and ultimately their buying decisions perhaps on false information.
I couldn't agree more. The farmer's voice is really drowned out in society. Only 2% of Americans are actively involved in producing food. And I think what a lot of people forget is that farmers aren't producing food just for other people, but they're producing food for their own families, their moms, their dads. So if you look at it from their perspective, I think if they can start to share their decision-making and their on-farm experiences about how using GMO farming helps them use less water, protect water quality, produce more off of less land, contribute to fewer carbon emissions, and ultimately use fewer, safer pesticides while at the same time producing safe and nutritious food, it's going to make everybody feel more comfortable when they realize GMOs are not about what's in your food, but more about how it makes farming more efficient and safer.
And I think those are all important points that sometimes get overlooked. We've been very involved and active in trying to convince consumers and show them that the food using this technology is safe, but we sometimes overlook the other benefits. There's a bigger picture here. Yeah, it's safe, but it also there are other benefits that go along with that safety as well.
Absolutely. And this campaign is really about protecting the future of agriculture. We want to make sure that there aren't technologies that are singled out and demonized that are really important tools in a farmer's toolbox to help them deal with a changing environment, to help them deal with a growing population, and ultimately let them be more efficient in the way that they're producing their food.
Yeah, because there's a lot of fear-based advertising and promotion out there. And as you said, we've kind of gotten away from people saying why my product is good. They're more concerned about demonizing someone else's production practice or product or whatever it may be. And that's kind of what we've gotten caught up in. So hopefully this can, as you say, bring a fresh look to this conversation.
Absolutely. And I think most Americans are concerned about affordability and safety. And if we can help them understand that GMOs definitely are safe products and that they help make food more affordable and at the same time have really extreme environmental benefits beyond many other farming practices, including organic, I think that's going to change the consumer mindset. And it'd be one less thing to worry about when you're busily going through the grocery store trying to buy food for your family.
We're talking with Rebecca Larson with the group A Fresh Look. Rebecca, I'm glad to see you also have the livestock side, animal agriculture involved in this.
Yes, we actually have the support from some independent experts, including Terry Etherton, who runs an animal science program at Penn State University. And we're in constant dialogue with others across the agricultural industry to share what it is that we're doing and welcome their input, because this is a campaign that is focusing on the use of GMO in all production, which includes inclusion in animal feed and dairy production.
All right, so how do people learn more about A Fresh Look?
The best place to start is to go and visit our website, afreshlook.org. There's all kinds of helpful information there to get your journey started in learning more about GMO farming.
We have seen, and you alluded to this earlier, about the need to have conversations with people, especially with the farmers themselves and consumers, because we have seen that just having the facts and just having the science on your side supporting your position, that doesn't always win the day. That doesn't always carry the discussion or the argument that some people may have. So sometimes just takes that conversation back and forth and let consumers talk with the people using these technologies and growing and producing their food.
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, I'm a mom myself, and I have concerns as a mother. And oftentimes I turn to other mothers to look for advice. And I think a lot of times people forget that a lot of farmers are mothers themselves that share concerns. So when you can talk on that more emotional level and share that parenting experience, and a lot of the mothers' concerns are about, I want to make sure that I leave behind a healthy planet for my kids. And when they understand that GMO farming imparts a lot less damage to the environment, including water quality, I think that helps them feel much more confident in their buying decisions.
All right. So how much have you been able to do so far early on in this process?
So we've just launched on Monday, so we're just in the beginning phases of this, but we spent a lot of time and energy in discussing with our farmers about their experiences and gathering data together to share data on the environmental impact of GMO farming. But we're using some really cutting-edge technology. Since it's digitally based, we can have real-time monitoring of what type of traction and reaction we're getting to the content. What are people clicking on? What are people sharing? What messages are resonating with people? So in the coming weeks, we'll have a really good story to tell about how people are perceiving this and ultimately whether or not it's changing consumer perception.
Yeah, what will your next step be? Do you have, what is your plan, your timeline of how, what do you want to be able to do here in the next several weeks?
So over the next couple of weeks, really what we're focusing on is continuing to generate great content that's based on our 1,600 grower participants' real life experiences from the farm with a variety of crops, telling how GMO farming is helping to protect the environment and water quality, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and producing safe and nutritious food. Of course, we'll take the time to remind people about the safety of GMOs as well.
Well, we wish you the best. It's a challenge sometimes because there's a lot of negativity towards GMOs, and a lot of people in the media have already made up their minds, and a lot of people out there, you know, spreading this inaccurate information. So hopefully you'll get the traction that you need and be able to get the message out to a wide audience.
I really hope so, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today, because as I mentioned, this is really about defending the future of agriculture and making sure that our growers have every tool possible in their toolbox to help them continue to face challenges with growing populations and a warming planet. So I welcome everyone to check out afreshlook.org.
All right. So as we mentioned, there are other groups out there or other organizations doing this too. That doesn't mean one is better than the other. It just means that we need more people all the time getting this message out.
Absolutely. We are not in competition with those in agriculture. We stand by all farmers in supporting their efforts.
All right. Rebecca, thank you very much, and we look forward to hearing more from you, okay?
Thanks so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
All right, Rebecca Larson with a new group called A Fresh Look. Check them out, www.afreshlook.org, getting the message out about GMOs.